This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Twins, Angels on the radio tonight. Lineup card at 8. Henry Lake is off. Steve Thompson sitting in. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. And the WNBA playoffs get started this weekend. The NASCAR playoffs are already underway. Two races in. Chase Briscoe won at the Southern 500 at Darlington. Denny Hamlin won at the Enjoy Illinois 300 down there in the St. Louis area. And now we head for Bristol and the night race on Saturday, and some big names are in trouble, may need a win to advance. Jordan Bianchi joins us from The Athletic to talk a little motorsports on this Tuesday night. Jordan covers for The Athletic. Good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I always enjoy our chat, Steve. Thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they probably got that baseball field removed from Bristol Motor Speedway. That, I have to admit, that was pretty cool earlier this summer.
I tell you what, when they said they were going to do that, I was like, how are they going to do this? I mean, they've had a college football game there. They had a Tennessee Virginia Tech football game there, and they are quite creative. And I think that's what people don't realize is, like, you know, when you talk about a Bristol or even a Talladega or Daytona or even just about any NASCAR track, it's just how massive they are. I mean, they are incredibly huge inside, to where a lot of, you know, there's maps out there and you can see it where you can put a lot of other stadiums, multiple stadiums inside some of these facilities. So, but a remarkable achievement to pull that off and what they did. And like you said, they turned that around and pretty quick. Cause I mean, it was just about a month ago or so when they were having the baseball game at Bristol, but now they've got a playoff race there Saturday night.
I have to admit, it was pretty cool. I watched a setup, and then I know they had a little weather trouble and they had to finish the game the next day, but it was pretty cool. And it did really give you the perspective on how huge Bristol Motor Speedway is. And I know a football field in there, but for whatever reason, the baseball field, it was just like, wow, this place is gigantic. Mm-hmm.
It really is, and it's, you know, it beats 140,000 plus for a NASCAR race, and it's crazy because you drive there, and you're driving through the mountains and everything, and you pull, and then all of a sudden it's like it just appears. It's like this giant stadium is right there, and you're like, it looks like this massive alien spaceship out of, like, you know, Independence Day or something like that. It comes out of nowhere. It's wild, but it is one of the great sports venues in this country. I mean, it's remarkable what they're able to do there. You know, with college football, baseball, obviously NASCAR. It's quite an impressive place.
Yeah, it's the first NASCAR track I was ever near was Charlotte Motor Speedway, and I think at the time it was called Lowe's Motor Speedway, the home improvement company, and that was really impressive.
Yeah.
You know, driving on the interstate out of Charlotte and getting out there, it's like, whoa. And then we did the tour. I was there we went on the tour with Dave Lee, and I can't remember who was with, but we actually got out on the track and got in the vans, and they drove. I mean, it was really
oh,
pretty cool.
Cool
to see it behind the scenes like that.
Yeah, these places are giant, and you know, and it's to actually see it in person in Daytona and Talladega is even more so. It's incredible what they are. And that a lot of these places were built in a time where it wasn't easy to build these places. And all of these tracks we're talking about were built in the 60s. And the engineering that went into it back then is a remarkable engineering feat.
Yeah, a lot of steel, a lot of concrete. All right, let's get on to the playoffs. Yep. Two in. And there's a couple of huge names. Alex Bowman in a Hendrick Chevrolet. Yeah. He's in huge trouble going into Bristol this weekend. And then Shane Van Gisbergen, he also needs to have a pretty big night at Bristol.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two names that jump out to you. I mean, Bowman, you know, it drives for Hendrick Motorsports, which is the juggernaut in NASCAR. And if you drive for Hendrick, you're not supposed to be in the position that Bowman is in. But it has been an absolute miserable playoff for that 48 team. 2 weeks ago at Darlington, just a terribly mismanaged pit stop, which cost him about 35 additional seconds on pit road, and just put him down, and you're never going to recover from that. And then the thing of it is, it had kind of a similar issue at last week in St. Louis, where another really bad pit stop and cost them about 20 positions, and they didn't recover. And it's just, you can't do that. In these playoffs, it's just about execution and really not committing mistakes and taking advantage of your competitors when they make a mistake. And that 48-team for Bowman has been just the antithesis of on top of their game. SVG, you mentioned Van Gisbergen, you mentioned him. You know, he had 4 wins during the regular season. All of them came on road courses. And the question was, this guy's a rookie. He really doesn't have a lot of oval experience. Can he translate what he did during the regular season into the playoffs, and what will that mean? And there was the thought, and I was among this group, that listen, he's gotten so many bonus points that he's accumulated throughout the course of the regular season because of those wins. Like, he doesn't have to be great. He just has to be okay, and he should be okay to move on. Unfortunately, he hasn't been okay. In both races, at Darlington and then at St. Louis, he struggled, and he was just off pace, didn't even have decent results, and now he's in a position where you're going to a racetrack at Bristol, which is just, it's hard for veterans, let alone a rookie with no very limited oval track experience. He's going to be he's very much in danger of missing the playoffs as well, which is a huge surprise, because again, this guy won 4 races during the season, and you thought that those bonus points and stuff would kind of help him a little bit, and it just has been the opposite.
So Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, they go into Bristol, no worries, they're going to advance, no problem. Can you put anybody else in that category, or is Bristol one of those where, you know, even Kyle Larson, who's, you know, plus 60 above the cutoff line, does he go into that nervous?
I mean, Larson's in a good spot. I mean, in terms of where he's at points-wise, 60 is a really good number. Honestly, if you look at it, probably Ryan Blaney on up, even William Byron on up, is feeling pretty good about themselves. And really, any of those guys that are kind of in the mushy middle there, they really would have to have a bad, bad night. And then somebody below them, below the cutoff, would have to move in. But guys that are in danger of, I mean, you got Chase Elliott, you got Joey Logano, former Cup Series champions, and in Logano's case, the defending Cup Series champion. And then Ross Chastain as well, who's kind of a sneaky dark horse in some people's brackets. And so those guys are all in danger of falling out. And it's just a situation where even if they have a decent night, somebody below them could have a great night and push them out. And Bristol's a track, and we saw this 2 years ago with Joey Logano, where you even can go in there comfortably and something can happen around you, and it's a half-mile racetrack. There's not a lot of room to maneuver, and you just get swept up in this, and then your night's over, and then your playoff is over. And so that's the danger for those guys. But for the guys near the top, I'd say fifth on up, maybe even sixth on up, you're comfortable, you're fine, just don't have a disastrous night, but you should be okay. But those other guys, there's a lot of hoping and praying on Saturday night.
Jordan Bianchi joining us from The Athletic, covers NASCAR on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So it's Bristol. They'll cut it down by 4, and then the round of 12 moves on. New Hampshire, Kansas, And then Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Roval, if you will, in early October. And SVG, as you said, he had to be licking his chops. It's just, if I can get out of the round of 16, you know, he would have to be going into that with a chance to get to the round of 8. If he can find a way, look out. The Roval could be his ticket to the 8.
That was my thinking going into the playoffs, yeah. Steve, exactly how you laid it out. Was like, he'd done enough during the regular season, had all these bonus points, just be okay in the first round. You know, don't do anything bad. Don't have a bad race. Don't execute. And that has been the case. And then if you get to round two, you're looking at a racetrack in the Roval where he is going to be the heavy, heavy favorite to win. And then all of a sudden you're in the semifinal round, and who knows what can happen. And by the way, like you said, there's Talladega in that round, and anybody, you know, Talladega is a wide open race. So the path was there. It's been a little bit more arduous than expected for SVG.
All right, let's talk big picture in the year. Yep. We're in the playoffs now. That go to Bristol, that'll be a big show. The night race there, and as we get down to it, television ratings, attendance at the track. How would you sum up 2025 to this point?
Attendance has been strong. A lot of, you know, last week at St. Louis, sellout. Darlington, near sellout. A lot of tracks, have had either near sellouts or been sold out. So it's really been good on that front. Television ratings kind of up and down for most part for the beginning part of the year and really through the summer, strong. There was definitely a lot of encouraging signs that it was up. In a lot of places, last few weeks, college football started, NFL started. It's a tough road, and that's a little bit of worrisome, right? I mean, at this time of year, but NASCAR holds its own. They still were the number one non-football sport on TV last weekend. You know, that's non-college football, non-NFL. That's still something to hang your hat on, and if you look at it from that lens, that's an encouraging sign. But there's work to do, and they know that, and it's how do you – in this day and age, you know, races are three and a half hours. How do you make sure that the racing is consumable and exciting and digestible in a society that feels like it wants things immediately? And a lot of things are clips now, and everybody's got really short attention spans. And I don't know if NASCAR on that front maybe has adjusted itself as much as it needs to. There's a case to be made of, hey, do some of these races need to be, 400 miles or 500 miles of the sort? Is there a way to make it maybe more condensed and maybe more digestible? And that is certainly something to consider as you look at the ratings and where NASCAR needs to head.
Yeah, and I would even argue college football games, for the most part, are way too long. It is just preposterous. You know, NFL game, it's about a three-hour investment. Barring overtime, for the most part, you're in for three. NBA game, you're talking 220. NHL, about 220 from the start of the game to the end, barring overtime. And I think MLB did a really nice job, with the pitch clock. They had to shorten up and tighten up the games, and they did. They had great success at that, and I tend to agree with you. You know, beyond maybe the Coke 600 on Memorial Day weekend, 600-mile race, that's kind of built in, or you have the Southern 500.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. I think the time commitment just is way too long.
You're not going to get anything from me. I think when you look at the NASCAR majors, Daytona 500, Southern 500, the 600, throw the Brickyard 400 there in as well. Like, you've got these four races. That's great. Don't touch them. But a lot of everything else, like, I think it could be made into a more manageable number. We'll see. I mean, NASCAR did just sign a new record TV contract, and so the TV networks obviously know what they signed up for. So there's that, the other side of that argument there. But yeah, I do agree. Like, in this day and age, shorter is probably better. And if you look at Formula One, which has definitely made inroads in this country, that race last weekend in Italy was over in just over a little over an hour and change. And that's a really easy way to consume a product. So, I think there's something to be said to taking a page out of the MLB playbook, which is, listen, we want to maintain our tradition and what baseball is, but we're also going to try to maybe fine tune it a little bit for what the modern age is as well.
All right, one other thing I wanted to get into, and that was kind of the legal battle. Some of the teams, you know, butting heads with the France family that's controlled NASCAR forever and ever. Where does all of that stand right now? Because, you know, there's the France family that controls the sport and a lot of the tracks, and then you got the teams, and they kind of stick their neck out on the line every week.
Yeah, it's speeding to trial. There's been a bunch of hearings and, you know, motions, that kind of thing, and it's just becoming increasingly clear that there probably is not a lot of middle ground on this, and nor does maybe does one or both sides even want to find that middle ground. And the trial is scheduled for December 1st. The expectation is that it's going to happen, and regarding the outcome, the judge in this case has been very adamant. Whoever wins this case is actually going to lose. There are going to be no winners, and the outcome of this case is going to have a seismic, potentially catastrophic impact on NASCAR and how it's shaped. It's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. Depending on who wins, the outcome could be really dramatic. We'll see. You would hope that cooler heads prevail and that they find a middle ground here, and there certainly should be enough middle ground to come to, but it just does not seem to be the case, and December 1st is getting here quickly, and the expectation is that they will be in trial.
Yeah, and just to sum it up quickly, there's a couple of teams that stand out. There's charter agreements. We already talked about the France family and basically owning the sport and a lot of the tracks. And ultimately, I feel like it's almost a labor negotiation in one of the other sports
that's
folks
exactly
are familiar
what it is.
With, like football or baseball or whatever, where it's kind of like, how are we going to divide up the pie here?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly it. It's basically a revenue issue. It's basically a union, you know, what you see between owners and players in other sports. And how do you manage this and, you know, avoid, you know, having a shutdown, if you will. And that's where this could potentially be headed, depending on the outcome of all of this. At the end of the day, there's enough money for everybody, right? And so you would think that you can figure out a way to slice the pie in a way that everybody's happy. But it just doesn't seem to be the case. And, the thing of this is there are no binding agreements right now in terms of the charter agreements. Like NASCAR is like, hey, we're a private league. You are participating on your own will to play here. You don't have to race here. You don't have to do that. And the teams are fighting back on that, saying, well, that's, you're making it really hard to do that. And if you're saying that we can race here, but we can't race over here, you have no control over that. How can you tell us that? And then there's all sorts of these micro issues involved. Yeah. But like you said, at the end of the day, this is basically it's very similar to what you would see in other sports when you have players and owners going at it.
Yeah, and then just a final point before we wrap it up. You know, you've got the big teams. You got like Gibbs and you have Hendrick, you know, to point out a couple of the big players. And, you know, they're contending year in and out. And there's other legacy owners in all of this. But in reality, if you're going to have a race and get the cars on the track, You need the New York Yankees and the LA Dodgers, but you also need the Pirates and the Royals and
the Twins,
the A's and the Rays. Yeah, I mean, to have a league, you need that. You need the big teams and you need the small teams, and it has to work as well for the small teams.
It does, and you have to make it financial. And listen, you'll get no argument from me. The teams deserve more money. They deserve to have a system in place that makes it financially, I don't want to say beneficial, but at least it makes a little bit of sense to run a business this way, and you're not completely having to operate in the red to go forward. I keep saying this, but it's true. There's so much money out there. There's a way to do this to make everybody happy. You just have to find the common ground, and right now that's the struggle.
Well, and the clock is ticking. They've got the playoffs to run, the championship down in Phoenix. Oh, hopefully they avoid trial. Let's say that much.
I would hope so, because like I said, it could be bad, but the optimism meter is pretty low.
All right. Jordan, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you.
There he is, Jordan Bianchi. He covers NASCAR for The Athletic. They'll be at Bristol on Saturday night. That'll be the first cut down. 16 drivers alive. They'll cut it to 12 after the night race at Bristol. Quick break. We'll come back. More of the Lake Show. Stephen for Henry, Jonathan Lowe alongside here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't know how you feel about this, but before the season opening game between the Eagles and the Cowboys on Thursday night, Jalen Carter spit in the face of Dak Prescott and was ejected. And we learned today that he has been fined but will not be suspended further. He will not miss any future games, and he was fined $57,222. I have no idea where that dollar amount came from. Bush League move. You can't do that. I mean, there's trash talking. Some of the greatest trash talkers of all time are some of the greatest players of all time. The stories are legendary about Michael Jordan or Larry Bird trash talking. So that's one thing. Spitting, you can't have that. But the NFL ruled that because he was kicked out and didn't play a play, that the one game suspension would have been the opener. Oh, I don't know, Jonathan, how you feel about that. It seems like the fine should have been more, and he should have got another game. It's just really bad. It's gross beyond belief. But it's just really bad form. You can't have that.
So the fine, don't know. You said 15,000, right?
No, $57,222.
That's
now where they came up with that. I have no idea.
I don't. That can't be a game check.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe it's a game
maybe
check.
It is. Maybe it's his prorated game check.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, as I dig into the story, yes, game check. So that he didn't get paid for the game. 57,222. That sounds like your game check.
No. That's not even my life check.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not even 30-year check. No, I think the game is fair. I think the punishment is fair because it was at the beginning of the game. It wasn't at halftime. It wasn't
fourth quarter.
In the third or fourth quarter. He missed the entire game. They hadn't had an offensive snap yet. They just had the kickoff. I think that's fair.
All right. So he's docked 57,222, and he will be eligible to play. And by the way, the Eagles get a rematch with Kansas City. It's a rematch to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And hopefully your Chiefs play a little better than they did in the Super Bowl.
That's the bad part, is that he didn't miss that game.
Right.
Well, hey, Jalen Carter, hey, just a friendly reminder. Go ahead and spit on Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead and spit on Patrick Mahomes pregame. Let's just do that, huh? How about that?
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't say you give him a boot for the month or, you know, dock him 57,222 times four. But I don't know. It's just so bad. You can't have it. There's cameras everywhere. It was gross. It was just... Ugh. And like I say, trash talking is part of sport. It is. There's some that talk and there's some that don't. Some of my favorite videos to watch, like say on YouTube, are these other players talking about Larry Bird's trash talking. I mean, some of these are just unbelievable. I didn't even really know that about Larry Bird and all these, you know, guys who played back in the day with Bird and Magic and that whole crew. And just say Larry Bird was unbelievable.
He's from what I heard, he's world class. He might be top five trash talkers in NBA history. World class.
If you want some great sports entertainment, look up, and like I say, there's a lot of familiar old-school NBA guys that played with Bird and Magic that talk about some of the Larry Bird trash-talking stories. It is hilarious.
One of the best things from the Lakers versus Celtics 30 for 30, that three-part 30 for 30, they're talking, the Lakers and Celtics are playing in I think it was the 84 finals or the 85 finals. But their late game in, I believe it's at Boston Garden, not at the Forum. And James Worthy's talking about, don't leave me open. And they're trying to get it into Bird. And he said, there might have been another thing. But he basically said, guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to get on the wing. I'm going to get a fadeaway shot, three-point. I'm going to hit, and I'm going to win the game.
Yeah,
and he did exactly that. He disconnected from Worthy. He got the ball in the inbound pass, put up the shot, hit the shot, won the game.
Yeah,
it's like you told us what you were going to do, and you just did it.
Yeah, and there's tons of videos where these guys are sitting around telling Larry Bird stories. It is just fantastic. And then of course Michael Jordan. Was also, you know, oh really, kind of deal. But yeah, the Bird stories are just fantastic. Quick break. We'll update the weather. We'll come back, and our boss Brad Lane told me this, and I didn't believe it, and I had to look it up. You know how bad the Colorado Rockies are, but they are a huge draw. And we're going to get into some of those numbers. And then, of course, we have the Twins and Angels tonight at 8 o'clock. Is Coors Field like the new Wrigley Field. Doesn't matter how the team's playing. It's a draw. We could be in that territory. We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Twins and Angels tonight. Game two of the three-game set. Royce Lewis, two home runs and a big Twins win last night. Once again, game two of the series. Zebby on the mound for Minnesota tonight. I was visiting with our boss, Brad Lane, earlier in the day, and he brought up something really interesting. He said, take a look at the Major League attendance report so far this year. And Jonathan, it would be no shock to you what team is number one on the list. It'll only take you one or two guesses who's number one.
There are three teams I have in mind.
Yeah.
The first one, I'm going to go out west and say the L.A. Dodgers.
Yep, they're number one.
Okay.
Averaging just shy of 50,000 per game at home. We're just talking home attendance here. And then number two, the New York Yankees.
Yep.
And then you got, and I'll just give you the top ten. San Diego, Philly, the New York Mets, the Chicago Cubs, the Giants, the Braves, the Blue Jays, and the Red Sox.
I was surprised. My second guess was not. I could imagine New York. It was one of three. It was either New York, Boston, or L.A. And I'm surprised that Boston is 10.
Yeah, and the only reason is that the Fenway just doesn't have the seats. You know, small footprint. I know they've added seats, and they're tiny seats. Houston's 11. The LA Angels, hosting the Twins tonight, are number 12. But they're in Orange County, ton of people out there. The weather's great, even though the Angels are having a forgettable year. The Brewers having a great year. They're 13th, drawing 32,000 at, what is it, American Family Field, I think?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. I keep wanting to call it Miller Park. That goes back a few. Seattle's 14, averaging just over 30,000, and the Mariners have had a nice year, and their ballpark is a gem with the retractable roof and, you know, beautiful views, etc. You are never going to believe who is 15th, smack dab in the middle of the pack in the major leagues. A team that's won 40 games. The Colorado Rockies are 15th in major league attendance, averaging just over 30,000 a game. That is incredible to me. And there's been stories written out in Colorado, and some angry fans are saying, we need to boycott, we need to stop doing this, we need to stop going to Coors Field. The team's won 40 games. And if you look at the major league standings at the moment, Colorado was 40-104. The next worst in the NL is the Nats, and they have 59 wins. They're 19 games below second worst in the NL, and the worst record in the American League belongs to your Chicago White Sox. They have 55 wins. They have 15. They're 15 games behind the White Sox. And I have a theory on all of this. And after Brad told me about it, Coors Field, you've been there. It's a gem. People love it. I think what it has is the pre-Cubs winning it all Wrigley Field vibe of it's just a cool area in Denver and a cool place to go hang out. There can't be anything beyond that, right?
You know, when your team is that bad. Yes, I was telling you during the break that the meteorology students, when I was at Iowa State senior year, a bunch of us took spring break, and we went out to the Denver area. Now, we didn't go out to Vail or Aspen, or we didn't go skiing
didn't
or
go
anything
to the
like
beach.
That. We went to Denver to see weather stuff. We were geeks. if I got together with all of them, we'd probably still say we're geeks. That's who we are. So one of the things we did while we were in Denver, though, was we took a tour of Coors Field. And it is a gorgeous ballpark. It's a gorgeous ballpark, wonderful setting. It's been, again, basically 25 years since I've been there, but I do remember it being just a glorious park. And if you build around it, this is why the Kansas City Royals have been trying to figure out where to put a new ballpark.
This is what the Braves did when they moved out to Cobb County.
Yes, this is why the Braves moved out of the city and out far into the suburbs. This is why Oakland, formerly Oakland, had so much trouble. Not just the state of the ballpark, but the state of everything around it. You had the ballpark and you had Oracle, and they lost the symbiosis with Oracle Arena. Because the Warriors ended up saying, no, we're out of here. We're going to go across the bay to San Francisco. And even if you have bad teams, if you have good environments, if you have environments that are inviting where people will come and hang out, I mean, the Timberwolves, I don't think, have ever really been dead last in attendance in the NBA, even when they were middling or really bad, because you got places to go downtown. If you can go to a game, you can hang out, and then you can go do a little bit of hanging out, partying downtown.
Yeah, and they call it the Lodo neighborhood. One of the articles I read out in Denver, you know, and there's been people trying to organize boycotts, if you will, until the Rockies get better. And in this one article, they said it's the best bar in Denver's Lodo neighborhood. You know, so they've got a lot going on. There's a lot of action. And they just say, you know, you're going to go down there and you're going to hang out and you might as well go to the game. And that's where I make the point where it's pre-Wrigley when the Cubs were just bad. You know, they before they got good and won the World Series and all of that stuff, Wrigley was popular and it didn't matter how bad the Cubs were. And that was maybe a knock. It's kind of like, hey, they're making money. We don't really need to put a good product on the field because the ballpark's hot and we're making money. Everybody's having fun. Who cares? So interesting, though. They're smack dab in the middle, averaging over 30. Teams averaging, and they're both playing in minor league parks, 29 and 30 in attendance, under 10 per game. Tampa Bay and the Athletics of Sacramento. Here's one. Miami, third from the bottom, just over 13 a game in that ballpark in Miami. The White Sox, fourth from the bottom. Pirates in a gem, PNC. They're sixth from the bottom. Your Kansas City Royals are seventh from the bottom. And the Twins, just over 22 a game. We all know what ails the Twins. Not enough wins and other factors in the eighth spot from the bottom. Major League attendance. Quick break. We'll come back. Some headlines. Twins and Angels coming up. Zebby on the mound tonight. Game two of the series. All right, let's get into it. We've got Twins and Angels coming up. Lineup card at 8. Zebby on the mound for the Twins as they try and win game two of this series. All right, Jonathan, what do you got?
Couple headlines here real quick. We'll start local. A district judge accused of misconduct will retire as part of an agreement with a board on judicial standards that dismisses a formal complaint against her. 8th Judicial District Judge Jennifer Fisher, who was based in Willmar, had faced allegations of misconduct and retaliation against colleagues that could have resulted in censure, suspension, or removal from the bench. In a filing last week, the Minnesota Board on Judicial Standards requested that the court terminate the proceedings against Fisher. Fisher could not be raised on, or said she could not comment on a phone call Tuesday. The Minnesota Judicial Branch did not reply for a request for comment. Basically, this is the second time that Fisher had been brought up on these allegations, and there was some allegations that she was possibly reprimanding or retaliating against other judges and lawyers that had gone against her in this other case, in this allegation filed in 2023. So, unfortunately, a judge has to retire early from the bench here in Minnesota.
Yeah, she's on the way out. What else you got?
Real quick, actually, I'm going to save this. I might send this over to Chris if he has a chance to get to some of these tomorrow night. Basically, another passenger jet incident happening over at Reagan International, near incident happening at Reagan International, where we had a tragic situation happen in January with a plane crash into a helicopter.
Yeah, and scary moments, takeoff and landing. Yikes. Twins, Angels coming up. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. Big thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Steve in for Henry tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.